blessing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your mouth is where your future is. Your mouth is where your salvation is. Your mouth is where your blessing is. That's where your money is too. Oh, you better know that. That's where your money is. That's where the salvation is. I'm alone in this world. I've been struggling all alone. I'm struggling all alone. Well, if something is happening to me, there's nobody to talk to. I have no friend. I'm just alone in this world. You're getting into trouble. You're digging big trouble. You say, but that's the way I met it. That's the way my life has been. Yes, what you say is what you get. Hear what I'm telling you. He says, with your mouth, you catapult yourself into salvation. Doesn't matter how deep that valley is. If the situation is not good, talk yourself out of trouble. Hey! Talk yourself out of the pit. Doesn't matter how deep the dungeon is, talk yourself out of it. God is showing you there's a way out. Your mouth is a way out. Are you hearing me? The Bible says man's days are full of trouble. Trouble comes to everybody. It's what you do with it that counts. Talk yourself out of it. Stop talking the situation. Talk what you want. Talk what you see, what you want, what you see in God. God said to Abraham, look to the left and to the right. In other words, to the north, to the south, to the east and to the west. He said, as far as your eyes can see. As far as your eyes can see. Some of you businessmen looking at me now. The government is not your problem. Are you hearing me? Start thinking internationally. I'm telling you. There's a place bigger than Nigeria. I've been trying to get this point across to you. And it's so simple. Very simple. Very simple. Some of you check out of this country and get to the United Kingdom and to America to wash plates. It'll take you some 20 years to come out of that kind of problem before you ever begin to sit well. You need some 20 years, maybe worse. Start taking nations. Do you know? Listen, some of the African nations around you are full of riches. Some of them just around you, they are full of riches. I told you a secret one time. Do vultures gather where there is no carcass? Every time you see a lot of evil in a place, there's something there. Satan likes to keep people in blindness when he knows there's a lot of wealth. Something there. And you're smart. You're wise. You're intelligent. Don't let anything localize you. Think big. Are you listening to me? Think big. Go and get you a world atlas. Do you know? Let me tell you something. See, when I talk to you, I share with you not things I just gathered. I've been this way many years. In my first year in the university, I was already thinking globally. In my first year, I got the world atlas out, sat over it. I began to talk about, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I take this country, and I take this country, and I take this country. I possess this. I possess this. I'll lay my hands on the world atlas. I'm beginning to claim nations. My first year in the university. While some of my classmates were thinking of how to pass the test in class. Tests. 20 marks tests. They're still fighting for the 20 marks today. Are you there? I was preparing for life's exams while they were talking about the lecturer's exams. I was looking at life. No, you'll not be studying the same thing when you think like that. You can't be studying the same thing with your classmates when you think like that. So here you are struggling with your neighbor for the few customers around the corner. What a shame. Hey, every time somebody wants to come and buy something from my shop, you will call them to your shop. What is all this? I don't like it. Even because I'm a Christian. Look at you. You are too local. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. Think big. Drive your mind beyond that estate. Drive your mind beyond that street. Stop claiming the street. Start thinking about the whole country. And then from thinking about the country, those of you who've been thinking about the street, think about the whole estate. If you've been thinking about the estate, think about the whole local government. Are you hearing me now? You can think beyond it to the whole state. And if you've been thinking Lagos State, Lagos State, Lagos State, think about Nigeria. Are you hearing me? You've been thinking about Nigeria, Nigeria. There's something bigger than Nigeria. Are you listening to me? I'm challenging you about life. All right? Someone said, I want to go out of this country. To where? He said, I don't care anywhere. Anywhere, I just go anywhere. To do what? I've not even thought about it. You haven't thought about it? Oh, look at, this is a poor man going somewhere to happen. Think. Listen, you didn't come to this world by chance. I told you the title of the message is something I'm trying. It's on the Lordship of Jesus. You understand? And I just gave you something about the introductory part of it to try to lead you into what I'm talking about. All right? And it looks like we can't get into that today. So I'll just introduce the subject and then we'll begin talking about it, dealing with it. All right? What Jesus does in you when he becomes Lord of your life. Hallelujah. When he becomes Lord of your life, you are transformed. Whew. Whew. You are charged up for victory. You are charged up, programmed for success. Oh, glory to God. The world becomes small to you. Glory to God. Oh, life is full of light when Jesus becomes Lord of your life. Full of light, full of glory, full of victory when Jesus becomes Lord of your life. Hallelujah. Don't let sickness be your excuse. Hey, did you hear what I said? I said, don't let sickness be your excuse. It's an excuse. Why? Because the healer has already come and consummated the plan of divine health. It's all finished. Jesus is not working about your life. He is sitting. in a place of rest. He has concluded your health. So what are you going to do? If it's in your leg, you are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to have this leg trouble. I'm not going to give God an excuse for not making an impact in my world. I refuse. As long as there's breath in my nostril, I'll be a winner for God. Come and say amen. Amen. Oh, I've been suffering migraine, headaches for a long time. I can't do the things I want to do. I can't read. I can't study because of migraine headaches. No, put your hands on your head and say, head in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I refuse the excuse of migraine headaches. It's an excuse. It's an excuse. Oh, oh. Listen, you must live in health. It's a God-given mandate. You didn't hear what I said? Health is not only a right, it is a mandate. You are mandated to live healthy. I cannot be sick. I cannot afford the luxury of being sick. Come on, think like that. I refuse the luxury of being sick. You say, but sickness doesn't come because you want it. Because you don't know, this life you're living is full of light and at the same time full of darkness. You make a choice. I chose to be happy. Hallelujah.
It's time for your miracle.
There are many people who have had demonic attacks in their lives. Now, when we share with you the Word of God, you act your faith. We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Do you understand? We teach you how to put it to work for yourself. Never let the enemy control your life. Say amen.
Amen.
Never let the enemy control your life. I see a lady in a dream. Somebody put something into your mouth and you swallowed it. When you woke up, you felt like you wanted to throw it out. And you've been trying to throw it out ever since. And it never came out. And from time to time, you feel that discomfort from within you. And when you remember it, you want to throw up. In spite of the fact that you've thrown up several times, it didn't come out. Wherever you are, find your way to the front. Find your way. I want that lady to find her way to the front. I want to help you take that thing out of your life tonight.
Pastor, you just gave a word concerning someone
yep.
that swallowed something in a dream and has been trying to throw. I've got these ladies here
yep.
for the same case.
Come.
Pastor, there are some here too.
Okay, y'all come. It's the same devil. Just stand there. Stand there.
Oh, no, don't go.
Oh, the more. Just go behind the ladies here. Stand there. Definitely, you don't want that evil spirit inside you, okay? You don't. Put your hand on your stomach like this. In the mighty name of Jesus. The rest of you, stretch your hands this way. Stretch your hands toward them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Something is happening already. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thou devil of darkness, right now, get out of there now! Out! Out!
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You must live in health. It's a God-given mandate. You didn't hear what I said? Health is not only a right, it is a mandate. You are mandated to live healthy. I cannot be sick. I cannot afford the luxury of being sick. Come on, think like that. I refuse the luxury of being sick. You say, but sickness doesn't come because you want it. Because you don't know, this life you're living is full of light and at the same time full of darkness. You make a choice. I chose to be happy. I chose to be happy every day. I chose that. I chose to be full of life every day. I chose never to have a blue day, never to have a discouraging day, never to put my hand like this in discouragement or regret. I chose to be happy. I chose to make progress. I chose to look forward, and I'm living out my choice. You have a choice to make. And you can make that choice today. It's a choice. Life is a choice. It's a choice. Jesus has come already. He has done everything he needed to do about you being full of life, being full of joy. He says, these things I tell you, that your life may be full of joy. He says, that my joy may remain in you. What else do you want? Make a choice. Make a choice to be victorious. Make a choice to be successful. Come on, be a success. You are a child of God. It doesn't matter those who are those that like you and those that don't like you. They can't make a change. They can make a difference. They don't count. You think I bother about those who like me and those who don't like me? Forget it. They cannot influence my life. They don't count. Don't you understand? They don't count. They don't count. They can't make any difference. I'm the one that can make a difference. God and me. Finish. Those are the only two working out something about my life. God and me. The two. Hallelujah. This heart trouble you've been suffering with, you don't need it. It's time to drop it. You don't need problems in your heart. It's time to drop it. You know you can drop that heart problem now. You know you can say, heart, become normal, and it will be so. My. Success is yours. Victory is yours. Let these words come alive in you. Produce results in you. Propel you from success to success, from glory to glory, from health to health. Can you shout amen, somebody? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You make a choice now. Choose to live in victory. Choose to live in health. Poverty is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. Disease is not your portion. Infirmity is not your portion. Can you say amen? Victory belongs to you. Success belongs to you. The joy of the Lord belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Possess nations. Glory to God. God forevermore. The Lordship of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We adore you, righteous one. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you for raising him from the dead for our justification. Thank you for sending us the Holy Ghost to teach and to guide us, to instruct us, to lead us, to fill us with power. We give you praise. Our hearts and our minds are open one more time to hear and receive the word of God, to live by it, to be refreshed, strengthened, informed, and guided by your light. We thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. I love Jesus. Do you? Oh boy. You know, I like it when you go to church and hear the word of God. You know, there are people who go to church and they don't listen to the word of God. They sit at the back, take Sunday newspaper, and then they start reading rubbish. The Bible says, give me your heart. God speaking through the word. He says, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. But most people give their hearts to newspapers and junk magazines. And those magazines are not good for nothing but to be thrown into the junkyard. And many give their hearts to those things, give their minds to those things, and expect to come out successfully in life. No, it's not going to work. If you were successful and then you gave your heart to such materials, you will not stay successful for long enough or much longer. You're taking a nosedive. You see, you can't set your heart on those things. I told you, you have to decide what kind of life you're going to live. The one always reading the news or the one making the news? You're on either side of the fence. And there are those who are always writing about somebody and they're not worth writing about. What life do you want? Somebody says, my pen is very powerful. I can write anything about anybody. Stupid. Say, how come nobody's writing about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, if you do something right, they'll talk about you. If you do something wrong, they'll talk about you. If you don't do nothing, then nobody's going to talk about you anyway. So don't worry about being talked about. Just go and do what God called you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I began explaining to you that the proclamation of his Lordship was what brought us into salvation. You remember? And we feasted on Romans chapter 10, verse 9, where it said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, while we're on this subject, let me explain something to you. Doesn't matter what kind of life you're living, if it's not founded on the Word of God, you have but a short time of joy, a short time of happiness. You're not going to go very long. You will not go far. Make no mistakes about it. Let no one deceive you. Every other foundation is false. The Bible says no other foundation can be laid except the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah. The man whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end. See, I'm looking at life and I'm looking at the end. The woman whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Caribbean Broadcast Network, Tortola, British Virgin Island. For inquiries or to share your testimony, kindly call us at 128-434-0346 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. God bless you.